With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The economics of protein prices. It's still a supply and demand issue. From a supply standpoint, American farmers and ranchers produced a bit more in the first 2 months of the year than was expected. Kevin Good with Cattle Facts explains.
Production has been larger than we would have forecast. We were looking for larger supplies all the way across the board, and we've seen that plus a little bit. We start with beef. Beef production through the first 2 months of the year has been up 4%. It's a combination of aggressive harvest levels as well as heavier carcass weights, especially considered compared to last year when we had the weather-influenced lighter weights. On pork and poultry, both of those numbers are up 6 to 7%. So that's a huge increase year over year from our production standpoint. We would still stand by when this year is all said and done, beef production is going to be up about 2%. We think pork will be up about 2.5% to 3% and broiler production up about 4%. So we still got a headwind as we go through 2020, although we do think that we'll see improvement in trade to offset partially some of that increased production.
And Kevin Good explains to the NCBA's Cattlemen to Cattlemen that the coronavirus concerns and the effect that it's having on the market are not helping the situation. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.